This week we learned there's a baby somewhere among us who's one in more than 7 billion, the very first human, to be conceived using a new technique that combines the DNA of three parents instead of two. One woman replacing some of the DNA of the birth mother so that the infant wouldn't inherit a devastating genetic disease. The procedure took place in Mexico with the help of an American doctor because this procedure on humans is not allowed in the U.S. The boy was born in April to Jordanian parents. Andrew Joseph is a reporter with STAT, the health and medicine publication, and our weekly partner. So, Andrew, a three-parent baby, but one only donated a speck of this mitochondrial DNA. Remind us, what's that? What was done?
Sure. So we think of our DNA as the DNA that's in our nucleus. We get roughly half from our dad, half from our mom. But we also get a tiny amount, just 37 genes, through mitochondria that we inherit just from our mom. And just as a reference point, we have about 20,000 coding genes in the DNA in our nucleus. So it's just a tiny, tiny amount.
Yeah, well, and in this case of these parents, the anonymous parents from Jordan, that tiny amount was causing, well, two previous children to die.
Sure. So the mother carried some genes that could lead to this disease called Lee syndrome in her children that if passed through the mitochondria. So by using mitochondrial DNA from a donor, theoretically, this child could grow up to be healthy.
Well, the baby is reportedly healthy so far, 5 months old. But this is raising all sorts of ethical questions. What are they?
Sure. So some people just think it's kind of unnatural to have what's called a three-parent embryo, and some scientists actually really dislike that term because it's not. They just think it kind of makes it sound a little too sci-fi. And even people who support sort of further research in this area think this might have been a step too far too soon. They think there should be, you know, more studies in labs, more animal research, maybe a well-conducted clinical trial before just kind of launching into it and basically letting parents decide to do this with the help of some doctors.
Right. Because, well, what further are the questions? I mean, that somebody, if this is perfected, might be able to just say, well, you know, there's something that's being passed through the mother's mitochondrial DNA that could make their hair the wrong color, or, you know, they could be abused, or that this child, it's only 5 months, may still not make it. We don't know.
It's more of the latter. I mean, in theory, this type of technology could help, you know, mothers who can't have healthy children have healthy children. But there's some concern right now that maybe the DNA in our mitochondria and the DNA in our nucleus kind of talks to each other, communicate somehow. And if you throw off that communication by having DNA come from a donor, it could lead to problems. There's been some studies in mice, for example, that show they age really rapidly, like way too rapidly. And there's also a chance that this child apparently inherited about 1% of the faulty mitochondria. And it's possible that they might actually over time kind of reproduce so quickly that they overcome the healthy mitochondria. So it could lead to problems in the future for this child as well.
And the problem is Lee syndrome, a terrible, a devastating genetic disease. So obviously people are going to be watching this story unfold. Andrew Joseph, a reporter with our partners at STAT. Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.